My therapeutic book club container, Fools Who Run With the Wolves, starts in just a few weeks. I'm super excited for this new group to join. Basically, it is a book club slash kind of like a transformative container where we all read Women Who Run With the Wolves together. And we relate it not only to our own lives and our own healing stories, but also things like the tarot and astrology. And this book is just so, like, it's at the root of a lot of my, like, spiritual journey, you know? So I'm excited to go on this journey. And every time you read it, it's a different journey because you're reading it with a different group of people. So if you've been needing kind of like a group container, if you've wanted to read and study something lately, if you've wanted to meet some spiritual community and focus on an aspect of maybe your spiritual practice that isn't necessarily tarot or astrology, or you need to refresh those things in your life, I think this book club container is gonna be magic. So it starts March 9th, which is a Saturday. You can go to my website and check out the details. And please don't hesitate to reach out if you really want to join, but finances are a challenge. Let me know. We can work something out with a scholarship or payment plan or something along those lines, okay? Okay, friends. Well, welcome to Witch Church. Meg, you said I really felt that full moon. My Saturn return in Pisces will be exact in 2 weeks. Same. Well, kinda. We might be born around the same time then, or around like in the month of 1995. Oh gosh, guys, yeah, I'm full into the Saturn return right now. My Saturn's actually 14 degrees Pisces, but my Sun is 9 degrees Pisces. So Saturn is right on my Sun right now. And luckily, I only have one pass of this transit, so Saturn won't get back to 9 degrees Pisces. But it's been a lot, you know. It's been a bit of a journey these past couple weeks. But I will say that just being a person with Saturn conjunct their Sun, I feel like the Saturn return is more of the same of what I deal with all the time, which is just Saturn. You know, Saturn is part of my huge part of my astrological signature. So, you know, we're cooking here. Emmy, you said, I love a full moon and the wild energy that it brings. Yeah. Ellis, you said, I was literally stress spotting Thursday, Friday yesterday. Oh my God, totally. I'm not surprised. And love these Saturn return stories. Yeah, Megan, I am a Cancer rising. Yeah, we should talk about the Saturn return in the ninth house, right? So my friends, yeah, it's funny that we, actually Saturn is kind of what I wanted to talk about today in a lot of ways, because this full moon, the full moon in Virgo, the moon is still in Virgo as we speak today on Sunday, February 25th. You know, the full moon perfected yesterday on Saturday, and I believe it perfected around, yeah, like 5 degrees Virgo, right? So if you think about it, you know, the moon is in Virgo, and we know every full moon is an opposition, right? Because every full moon is when the sun and the moon are opposite. But however, this full moon felt especially heavy because it's not just the moon opposite the sun. It is also the moon opposite Mercury, the moon opposite Saturn, and now we're working towards moon opposing Neptune. There's a lot there with all of these oppositions, because I was thinking about some oppositional keywords, and something that was coming to mind was at odds. I'm at odds with something. I'm at odds with someone. I'm at odds with a part of myself, or I'm at odds with a fear, right? Because when you're at odds with someone, you're like having a face off, right? You're like, okay, I want one thing and they want another thing, or I see this one way and they see this the other way, right? So there's a lot of oppositional energy behind this full moon. But I will say there's like a couple different tones of fear with this full moon. You know, this full moon especially reminds me of the moon card in the tarot, you know, which is, you know, a card I was thinking about for the energy that we might be experiencing right now, because the moon is sort of the unknown. It's confusion. It's psychological probing that we haven't ever quite gotten to before. It's our fear stories. You know, the moon card feels like it applies specifically to this full moon, because the full moon is going through four oppositions if we count the sun. The first one was with Mercury. So moon opposite Mercury, it's like we come in opposition to maybe a narrative. Although Mercury in Pisces, we have to remember, is Mercury debilitated, which means Mercury is especially uncomfortable in Pisces. It's so funny. My grandma, the one who was born in Italy, she is such a good, she has Mercury in Pisces, and she's such a good example of Mercury in Pisces, because, I mean, the woman is a bad case of Mercury. Like, she has 5 different names. Like, we don't, like, to get her paperwork done on her passport, and for us to, like, get the citizenship through her birth certificate. Like, the woman has so many different names. You can't track her on paperwork. And she's also a horrible speller, which is hilarious. Like, and she loves, you know, her grandchildren so much. I don't take it personally, but she'll spell our names wrong on Christmas cards and stuff. And it's just, this is just her. Like, she just, language is not the easiest thing for her. And I'm not saying all Mercury and Pisces have these specific challenges with language itself. Certainly some of the most beautiful poets and writers have Mercury in Pisces, but, you know, just to kind of get a vibe of how confusing it can be with Mercury in Pisces right now, I had this thing yesterday where I was kind of spiraling, and I'm like, what should I even be? I'm afraid, but what fear? It's almost like, what am I not afraid of right now? You know, like, that was it. It was more like, there's not just one fear present, there's like a million different things that we could spiral into. So, you know, there's just like, there's a lot of interesting energy when the moon in Virgo opposes Mercury in Pisces. It's like our energy gets a little scattered and clarity is not found as easily as we would like it to be found. We can't just answer what is the next step, or how do I overcome this fear, or what would happen if this X, Y, and Z, blah, blah, blah. You know, like there's no black and white answer when Mercury is in Pisces. Things seem so cloudy and intangible, right? So that's one layer of this full moon, which is probably why there was a lot of anxiety and a lot of confusion maybe associated with this one. Yeah, Elizabeth, you said your Venus return was this past week. It's been a lot. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't have a very good Venus return either. We won't get into that. Corey, you said on our birthday, 228. Yes, Corey and I share a birthday. Saturn will be with Mercury and the Sun and our natal suns. I'm also curious how this will work out. I'm very curious. Yeah, I have. So we both have that. On Wednesday, the Saturn Kazemi and the Mercury will be past the Sun by then. So it's almost like this triple Kazemi in the solar return. So I am interested in that. I'm trying not to worry about it because, you know, this energy feels very much like it could exacerbate the sort of thought spiraling if we sort of push into it too much, right? And Lauren, you said I have Saturn and Pluto opposing my Sun and Moon. So at odds definitely describes every center conflict of my life. Yes, yes. That's a good example, Lauren. Like you're a good example of someone who natally carries the signature of a very intense opposition. So that makes sense. And I find that opposition, people with heavy oppositional energy, yeah, they're at odds with something on the outside, like family, home, some external circumstance. Then people with a lot of squares are more at odds with something on the inside. that's just a theory I've been coming up with right in this minute. Sarah, you said, maybe because I'm a natal Virgo moon, but I've always felt this full moon physically in so many ways. Yeah, it's a very like somatically releasing, I think, vibe with Virgo. Oh, Megan, that's so funny. Your grandma was also born in Italy. That's so interesting. Yeah, it's interesting. So we're talking about the first moon hits the opposition with Mercury. What am I not afraid of? I'm confused. I don't know how to move forward. Then the moon carries forward, the full moon perfects, right? And then after that, the moon comes in contact with Saturn, right? And this is a new level of fear story, because Mercury is like our surface level narratives. Not that Mercury is not important, but Mercury kind of is skimming the surface of some of these thought spirals and these narratives and these fears. But as the moon opposes Saturn, which has already happened as we speak, but I think we're still very much in this energy, the moon opposed to Saturn, and we almost realize there's this feeling that I have no choice but to face the fear. Like, I must go forward. I just have to figure out how. And we start to realize that part of the reason fear is present is because a change is also present. So Saturn, a lot of the time, says, what is it about your foundation that is needing changing? And that can be really scary, because a foundational change is a bigger deal than, like, changing what color eyeliner you're gonna wear today, right? Like, Saturn speaks to these bigger foundational changes that aren't only reflective in our material world, but they're reflective on the deeper level of our psyche too, right? Like, the reason something foundational in our material world is needing to change is because we're on an internal level now changing in some way. And that can be really terrifying, right? So I think that's part of the reason why this full moon has been kind of rough. It's like, oy, like, we've been put, you know, face to face with a fear that potentially we've been avoiding, or it even kind of feels like the next step that we've been avoiding is now here or has arrived, or there's some kind of decision or some kind of moving forward power that needs to happen now. Like, the image I'm receiving in this moment is like the thought of someone, like, waiting in line to get on a roller coaster, and they're, like, super scared of the roller coaster, and there's some comfort in, like, being at the back of the line or having a long wait ahead of them. And something about this full moon feels like the wait is coming to an end. Like, we're next, we're getting on the roller coaster next, right? And Lauren, you said the moon opposite Saturn always feels like a pressure cooker. What am I not willing to sacrifice about myself? What do I need to shift in order to live more harmoniously? Totally. And Elizabeth, you said fear of change. Our brains don't like that and try to protect us, trying to figure out how I can protect myself without using harsh words towards others or myself. Yeah. It's so true. Like, the example, and it's funny that for me, like, these oppositions are happening to my ninth house, right? So, I knew this year was coming. You know, I knew my Saturn return was coming, but now that it's here, I'm like, ah, God. Like, and yeah, Saturn return the ninth house. Like, I am, you know, I think ultimately my path or my purpose is teaching astrology and teaching tarot and, you know, leading groups. And, you know, this year I'm going to launch my astrology school, and I'm hitting such a large block in the road, which is funny because the block isn't necessarily like, it's not like, oh, I'm not capable of teaching, or like, I don't know what to do. Like, I have all the ideas and this vision of what my astrology school is going to look like. And it's going to be like a longer term school. And like, you know, I do kind of want to launch it around the Jupiter Uranus conjunction in April. But, you know, the fear, the stories that I'm coming up against actually around money are massive. Like, this fear of it's like collecting money from people or charging what I need to charge. And also living in this moment right now where things are so tight for a lot of people, right? Like, and I don't know how to reconcile that. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I have to charge something, right? To lead this class. I can't just like, I mean, as much as I wish I could just like, you know, teach all day, like, you know, I'm like, okay, I have to pay my rent. So I have to charge something that has to be part of the structure of this school. But it feels like such a deep challenge of like, what, how do I charge it? And what does it look like? And I want everybody to be able to join. And what, you know, I don't know. I've been spiraling about that. And that is so Saturn. Like, take it from me. Like, I have Saturn conjunct my sun. It's like, I have these big ideas, but then when it comes down to laying the foundation of how they're going to be set up and how they're going to be offered to the world, that can be very intimidating. And, you know, that can be part of this full moon in a lot of ways. What's the fear that needs to be faced in order for the greater vision or the greater manifestation, which is Pisces, to be fulfilled? Also, Pisces has a lot to do with being of service to others and like being in connection with the divine. So when Saturn is transiting Pisces, it is such a conundrum, right? Because it's not that Saturn isn't mystical. It's not that Saturn isn't interested in service, because he is. But Saturn also has like a sort of a an interesting way of dealing with the material realm. And Pisces is sort of ruling over the spiritual realm. So we see why things kind of feel difficult, or we see why the fear stories are increasing at this very moment. What is interesting is we have one last opposition as a part of this full moon. And it'll happen, let's see, it'll happen like later tonight. Looking here, so technically it'll happen at midnight, so Monday, but I think we'll be feeling this all of Sunday. But basically early hours of the morning on Monday, February 26th, the full moon makes its last opposition to Neptune in Pisces, good old Neptune. So I'm wondering, I don't know yet, because Neptune can sometimes exacerbate our anxiety, sure. But I also think maybe Neptune brings us closer to our higher self. And isn't that who we really need to connect with in order to move past a fear obstacle? I was listening to someone that I was like giving a reading for the other day, and they are having a fear, right? Like a fear kept coming up. Like they're going on a trip they're going on a trip, and there's a lot of fears that are coming up about this impending trip. And I was like, okay, like we keep saying like, I'm scared of the trip. But what's like there's something beneath that, right? And what was beneath it was the frequency of, I am not capable. And I think that's something that a wounded inner child part would say, right? And once, I feel like once that underlying narrative of the fear was revealed, it kind of released, didn't fully release the fear, but it like released something. And I think that might be, for the rest of today, going into early Monday morning, with the moon now opposing Neptune, what is actually underlying the fear? What's the narrative at its most simplistic, like, in its most simplistic form? And also, what does the higher self, what is the higher self advising as the alternative mantra, right? Like, if the mantra or the fear narrative is, I am not capable, what if I'm not able to? What if I fail? Then what does the higher self say to those narratives? You know, there's something like that that comes through. And that might be what we sit with for the rest of this full moon in Virgo. Now, I couldn't help but notice too, when I pulled a card this morning about Witch Church and about the energy, I pulled the Ace of Wands. And I thought, that's weird. The Ace of Wands isn't like the, you know, it isn't actually the card I think of when I think of a full moon that's full of anxiety. You know, I'm like, oh, the Ace of Wands is like, woohoo, happy, and we're experiencing or we're making something happen, right? And I was thinking about how the Ace of Wands coming out with this full moon actually makes a lot of sense, because we don't exactly have to figure out how we're going to overcome this fear right now. But what we do have to decide is, like, what is the next step forward? What's the new action that I'm taking? Which is very Ace of Wands. What's the new action that I'm taking? You know, what's the new, what's the new strategy that's coming to mind? Also, one thing too, I'm thinking with my strategy, like, okay, I'm stuck. Not actually stuck, but like, I'm stuck because I have this like astrology school idea. Maybe this isn't, this probably isn't very wise marketing. A wise marketing strategy sharing these worries about this with you all, but oh well. You know, I've got this astrology school, I've got this idea. I'm stuck with the pricing of it all. I'm stuck on how to market it, how to price it. I'm stuck on the fact that we're in this economical disaster and we all are just trying to figure out how to live and survive, and like, you know, there's a lot, you know, and I'm like, okay, what do I do next? Like, I don't think I'm in a place where I can figure this out by worrying about it late into the night. You know, so I'm like, okay, here's two things that I can do. One, I have my friend, trusted friend slash astrological colleague, who has given me some like kind of business coaching vibes, like not officially, but I kind of jokingly call them my business coach. I'm going to go and I'm going to just like have a very brief conversation with them about like 30 minutes or so, 30 minutes, hour. And I feel like I need to just like have this on a sounding board, right? And that is the new action that I'm going to take. Because whatever I've been doing for the past literally 2 months, you know, on January 1st, I said, all right, this is the year that I'm going to release my astrology school. Woo! Now it's almost my birthday, you know, February 28th, and we're almost 2 months in, and I'm still stuck on this obstacle. So I need to do something different. So I need to go get some input. I need to get a reflection from someone I trust. Someone who's a little bit more on the outside of it. That's kind of an Ace of Wands moment. The sort of, all right, whatever I've been doing, whatever I've been trying to figure out with my mind, it's not going to be figured out with my mind. It's actually going to be figured out by taking a new action. Sometimes we do need to accept that our thinking mind does not have all of the answers. In fact, sometimes the thinking mind can lead us astray because we can so easily only see things from our perspective, right? And we forget that there might be a handful of other perspectives, you know? So that's my next step. What's your next step? What are you doing early this week? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, where in this full moon aftermath, what are you doing to help loosen up some of the tightness and the stuckness? I think this makes sense too, because we will have the Saturn Kazemi this week. So that will be February 28th. February 28th, Saturn is exactly conjunct. It is a triple Kazemi. It's Saturn and Mercury and the Sun all at 9 degrees Pisces. So Saturn is rebirthing itself. Mercury is rebirthing itself. All at 9 degrees Pisces. So I'm thinking that this is a movement forward in some way. This is a sort of a new epiphany. It's a little bit, it kind of feels like a eureka moment in a lot of ways. Like a, aha, that's what I was missing. That's the input that I needed, or that's the realization that I needed, or that's the idea that I needed to shift myself into this rebirth. And Elizabeth, he said, I think offering small payments over a longer period of time would be appealing to me personally, and it would feel accessible. Thank you for that reflection, Elizabeth, because I've been thinking that too. Like, part of me is like, I want this longer term astrology school, but I also don't want to offer another astrology school that you have to pay a very large sum of money at once. And I don't want that to turn people away who would otherwise be really a really great fit or a really great student. And I've been thinking about like some sort of like membership kind of setup where maybe there's like different tiers of membership that you pay on a monthly basis, you know? That's kind of an idea that I have. But yeah, I mean, in terms of input, if anybody who is listening wants to DM me or email me or whatever and give me your input, that would be great. Yeah, if you have any ideas for me, because I'm in the business, I'm in the frequency of I need input to shift my perspective, right? And Emmy, you said it feels very Pluto and Aquarius in the second eighth house. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Corey, you said your next step is to let go and trust and then focus on something else. Let go and trust. Yeah. Yeah. Emmy, you said my next step is just keep creating, even if it's shit, just get out there and let spirit take the wheel. I love it. I've been doing that too, Emmy. I've been typing away at my book, and I'm pretty proud of myself because I've worked on it every single day this week, and you know, I don't know it's slowly taking form, and I don't know if it's gonna build to anything, but yeah, sometimes you just gotta keep going, right? Yeah. Okay, Corey, you said monthly subscription learning is my preference. Patreon is easy to set up. Yes. Patreon. Should we bring back? I used to have a Patreon, and I canceled it. I canceled it because I just couldn't get in the right energy to like create something on a timeline every month. But that's an interesting idea, like Patreon in terms of a school where it charges you every month. That's interesting. I like that. Yeah. Emmy, you said third house, ninth house, Saturn return. We just got to keep writing. Yes, I know, guys. It's a lot. Let's do this, my friends. Let me just give, I have to save some of my energy for, I gotta save my energy for a handful of clients this afternoon. So we're not gonna do the individual polls today, but I'm gonna go through super fast, super speedy rising sign forecasts for this week. And let's focus in on the Saturn Mercury Kazemi in your Pisces house. Okay, so let go. Okay, so let's start with Gemini rising. The triple Pisces Kazemi is happening this week in your 10th house of career. What is rebirthing for you, Gemini rising, when it comes to how you're being seen in the world, how you're showing up in the world, what is changing with your legacy, and how are you becoming more of an authority over your own destiny? Okay. Cancer rising. Triple Saturn Kazemi is happening in the ninth house. What beliefs are being transformed right now? What have you been taught that you now no longer believe? What are you teaching others? How are you living more authentically in your own belief system? And is there any sort of paradigm or philosophy that you could tap into to shift your mindset? Leo rising. We've got the triple Kazemi in the eighth house. How is your relationship to your resources being rebirthed right now? Do you need to become more comfortable with receiving. It's funny, I just talked to a Leo rising who needed a car, and like randomly their friend was like, oh, I'm going out of the country for a year, you can use my car free of charge. Guys, come, like, that was perfect. That was a perfect Leo rising example. Like, what do you need and can you ask for it? Okay. Virgo rising, triple Kazemi in the seventh house of relationships. How is your relationship to relationships changing, right? How is what you need, what you want, what you desire, what you're manifesting in relationships? Do you have a new vision for that now? sorry guys. Okay. Libra rising, triple Kazemi in Pisces in the sixth house of health, wellness, everyday schedule. What is rebirthing when it comes to the optimal way to set up your day to day? And sometimes if we're not setting up our day to day, we become our worst enemy. Like, we become our worst enemy when we don't completely, when we just let our emotions and our mental state run the show of our day to day. Sometimes we need a greater structure in place that's running the show. You know what I'm saying? That's not me saying, if you're having a bad day, don't take a nap or something, but I think there's something bigger happening for the Libra risings about how they set up their day-to-day. Okay, Scorpio rising, triple Kazemi, Pisces, fifth house. What is rebirthing in the realm of fertility? And that's not just physical fertility, like you're having a literal baby, but I'm thinking fertility in the realm of creativity and your brain children. What are you creating? What activities make you feel alive, make you feel joy, and how can you begin to do more of those things? Sag rising, we've got the triple Kazemi in the fourth house of the home and family. What is rebirthing when it comes to your place of residence? Some Sag risings could be moving or envisioning a new place to live. Other Sag risings are developing a new relationship with their home and their roots that they haven't had before. Okay. Cap rising, the triple Kazemi is happening in the third house of communication and technology. For the Capricorn risings, I'm wondering what is rebirthing when it comes to your mindset? What is rebirthing when it comes to the tone or the narrative that you're going about certain things? Like, Emmy, you were like, I don't care if it's shit, I'm just going to keep writing. Like, that's such a Kazemi in the third house moment. Like, let's just keep doing it. The result doesn't matter. It's the act that matters. Aquarius rising, we've got the triple Kazemi in the second house of finances and livelihood. So what is rebirthing when it comes to your resources and how you are obtaining those resources? So some Aquarius risings could be on the market for the new job, or maybe some Aquarius risings are launching their business, but maybe some Aquarius risings are making a investment or reorganizing their financial life in some way. What is rebirthing when it comes to your relationship to your finances? Pisces rising. We've got the triple Kazemi in the first house of the self. What is rebirthing when it comes to you and how you're showing up? And what is rebirthing when it comes to your ultimate goal and expansion? And how are you showing up in the world more authentically you? Okay. Aries rising, we've got the triple Kazemi in the 12th house of the subconscious. What is coming to the surface? What are you realizing about maybe a long-held belief or fear? You're now becoming more aware of it and understanding it and not letting it hold you back. And finally, Taurus rising, we've got the triple Kazemi in the 11th house of groups and benefactors. There could be a really important connection for Taurus risings right now that, you know, maybe you need for a certain business endeavor or job endeavor, or maybe this connection is about love and friendship. And I would say for Taurus risings, what is rebirthing when it comes to the importance of your connections and how to nurture those connections? Okay, my friends, that is Witch Church for the day. Thank you so much for coming. Fools Who Run with the Wolves starts March 9th. Would love to have some of you. Reach out to me if you need a payment plan or a scholarship. And yeah, let's get this pack going. Okay, my friends. Talk to ya soon. Bye-bye.